This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you are on Saturday Magazine with Bronwyn and Tass. Now, we're moving right along, Bronwyn.
Yeah, we've got Kate with us.
Well, we actually have Kate Goldsworthy in the studio. Kate Goldsworthy is a Melbourne writer and editor. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio.
Lovely to be here.
Good on you. Now, you've just published a story, I believe, as part of a new book. It's an anthology called Split: True Stories of Leaving, Loss and New Beginnings.
Yes, it's a short memoir piece. I always thought of myself as being a very private person and that I would never write any memoir. But Lee is, well, she's a friend of mine. She's very persuasive and she is extremely talented. She is a great memoir writer herself and a great editor. So I knew I would be in safe hands. And it was a really great process working with her.
So the story that you've written is really a very personal story. It's about your coming out experience, coming out to your family.
Yes, yes. Maybe the most personal story I could have written.
Absolutely. Mm.
And here you are telling the whole world about it.
Yes.
How does that feel?
So now you can tell us all because we can read about it.
How does it feel?
Well, I guess because I came out about 12 years ago and at the time, of course, I never would have thought I'll ever share this really with, you know, a large group of people. It was an extremely nerve-wracking, terrifying time, really. And one of the thoughts I had at the time was, you know, why me? Why is this happening to me? I think that's probably true for quite a few people, maybe particularly, I don't know about the, you know, new generations, but for me, I felt very scared and isolated. And I did try to reach out and I went to Hares and Hyenas and I read books about coming out and I, you know, I looked online, but of course, I don't think there was quite the wealth of material that there is now.
Mm. So do you see part of telling this story something that will inspire and, make it less terrifying for the next person?
I hope so.
You describe fear and trepidation and not a lot of resources. And this is part of telling a story that hopefully empowers someone who could have been in your position but are now a few years down the track.
Yeah, I mean, I did have so many more resources than people in previous generations, so I was really grateful for that. I do feel that, I mean, it doesn't have, there's no sort of tragic ending. And I think that was one of the things that really got me and still gets me is fictional stories about LGBTQI people.
IQ, whichever order you want.
They often have tragic endings. Mm. And I think that was something that was actually really important for me was that I didn't want to see my own story play out like that, like these books
like
I've read.
Like
the
Alan Turing story sort of, you know.
Yeah, and I know these were things that a lot of it was to do with discrimination. But even today, so many, even in, you know, speculative fiction TV shows, you have even now a queer character killing himself rather than, you know, going on and surviving and being with the person he loves in this show called The Magicians. Mm. So, you know, you see this story repeated.
Of course, the biggest thing that's changed in coming out is that people are now coming out in their teenage years. In my time, you know, the average age of coming out was 40.
And
then it became 30. Yeah. And then it became 20. And now it's sort of teenage years. Mm. I mean, you know, people as young as 13 and 14 are coming out.
It's great.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's fantastic that people feel safe and can actually, I mean, you know, I didn't even know what gays were when I was a teenager. I'd never heard of them.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
yeah. So I had, but I did feel growing up that
you're
it was,
also a lot younger.
You're
than
a lot
I am.
Younger than us. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I think things even in the past 10 or 12 years since I came out have changed so much, mm. and even for I mean, just same-sex marriage and. Even in my own family, the way that people's attitudes have changed and my parents have become extremely supportive of me and my wife. And that's been really wonderful.
So did the story just tumble out of you, Kate? Was it like, you know, no. you said you were a bit reluctant and all of that, but in the end was it actually cathartic or was it, you know, like a story you have in the end worked out you really did want to tell this story? Or you're still reticent?
I was a bit hesitant to do it as a coming out story at first, but then it really was, and so that was something I needed to kind of, because I thought, oh, everyone's told their coming out story, it's not.
Nothing new.
But then Lee said, you know, oh, well, you know, think of how many heterosexual love stories there are out there.
So tell us about it. Yes, that tell us true. About yeah, it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Well, I just, it was mainly about me telling my parents.
And how did that go?
It was scary. I just told them straight out I am a lesbian after spending a lot of time thinking about it and just really coming to terms with the fact that that was how I identified. Then kind of going and staying with a friend for a few days and just trying to process it. And thinking, I don't think my sense of home and family will ever be the same. Mm. But 12 years later, I actually feel even closer to my parents and in some ways, I feel like it was a really great experience because it really, I think it's a process that maybe everyone should go through, even straight cisgender people, to really question what is your gender identity, what is your sexual orientation, what do you really want from a relationship, what are you really looking for? I think a lot of people maybe just sort of think, well, this is what I'm meant to do and this is just how I am, and they just go through the motions and they don't have to come to that point of reckoning where they
you're
really
right.
Have to
face
themselves.
Heterosexual people don't come out because and so they don't go through that sense of absolute rawness, that brutal honesty. I've got to reveal something that's so deep and part of me, and you know, that doesn't happen. So in a sense, honesty is also like the bright white light, isn't it? You know, that reveals. And so in it's quite, it's a bit like bleach. It opens everything up, you know.
Yes, you really do. And then
so sometimes you get a stronger relationship from honesty.
Yes, I think so. I think being honest was really important. And, well, for me, I mean, I know that not everyone can come out to family members for safety reasons and all of that as well. But also with gender-related issues, I felt that through coming out, I was able to accept myself more in that way too. Mm. That, in some ways, like, well, I'm already a lesbian, so I don't need to wear makeup, but I can if that was something that I liked to do. I can wear Birkenstocks to my wedding, which is what I did.
You've actually stirred some interest in some of our listeners. One of our listeners says they would really love to see some positive role models on TV. Like on things like Days of Our Lives. They have really strong characters and even a gay shower scene. There you go.
Really? I should check that out.
Like, I haven't ever watched it myself.
I'm surprised.
I was addicted as a teenager. I used to come home early from and university.
Okay, I have to admit, I did too.
Thank you. There you go. Another raw moment.
No, that's something new about both of you that I've learned. Now, Kate, just as we wind up, where can people find the anthology?
Well, in bookstores everywhere in Australia, I hope.
Give us its name again.
Split and It has a really
It's called True Stories of
cover.
Leaving Loss.
Oh, sorry, the subtitle. edited by Lee Kaufman. It has some really great authors in there. Graham Simsion is one of them, the author of The Rosie Project.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Yeah, so, you know, I really think go out and buy it.
Fantastic,
and support these great Australian authors.
That's
okay, thank you for coming in and telling your story this morning and also promoting the book. Lovely to meet you. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.